Then council can also take action. If the commission has deferred action, then council has to wait until it gets a commission recommendation. Does anyone have any questions about what the procedure will be? Thank you. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. On July 24, 2008, the commission held public hearings on the two applications we're going to give consideration to this evening. First one being conditional use number 1798, the application of First State Cremation Center Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a crematory as an addition to an existing cemetery, being Woodlawn Memorial Park, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 22.16 acres, more or less, and lying west of U.S. Route 113, 1/2 mile south of Road 329. I passed out to you a copy of the survey and site plan for this application. I also provided a copy of the proposed crematory building. It's a set of plans. The commission was provided with the same information. We heard comments from the county engineering department. We were advised by a copy of a preliminary approval of the building plan from the Office of the State Fire Marshal. C. Kenneth Carter, surveyor, was present on behalf of First State Cremation Center Incorporated and advised in my report the number of parties and funeral services that are noted as participants in this corporation. Testimony was provided by Mr. Carter and Mr. Wells A. Ferries. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1739 for First State Cremation Center Incorporated based on the record and for the following reasons. One, there is a need for this type of facility in Sussex County. And this will be a crematorium serving several funeral homes instead of several of these facilities scattered all over the county. Two, the location is appropriate since it is a part of an existing cemetery. There are no other homes or other buildings nearby. There will not be an adverse impact on neighboring properties. Three, the crematorium is more than 200 feet from all properties or boundaries, And four, this recommendation is conditioned upon final site plan approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 4-0. I did receive one additional comment, came in on July 29th. It's from the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum signed by Debbie Absher, District Coordinator. She provides that there are six soil types on that parcel, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. That the site does contain areas of hydric soils and that the applicant should follow all state and federal wetlands criteria. That there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, that it will not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. That the applicant should follow state sediment and stormwater requirements for on-site drainage improvements, and that there is a tax ditch affected in the area. Attached to that memorandum was a copy of an aerial infrared, also a copy of the soil map for the area, a soil report in the form of a map legend and interpretation of the soils, and as always, a copy of the prime and other important farmlands document. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
Apparently no questions.
Thanks, Mark.
Mr. Carter, are you the spokesperson for the group?
I would like to have two gentlemen join me.
Okay.
Three. Perry, you better come up there too, make sure they're okay.
I think we're one-on-one now.
That's cool. Good evening.
Good day, sir. How are you?
Fine. Good to see you again.
Always a pleasure.
Good to see you.
Ken, could you put your name and address on the record?
For the record, my name is C. Kenneth Carter. I live in Selbyville, Delaware.
Thank you.
I'm a professional land surveyor and land planner. And I have three of the 40 funeral directors here with me tonight to answer any of your possible questions. Mr. Lawrence Lank covered everything. I wasn't aware of the soil report, and we will comply with the... We have both of our DENREC permits in hand for the crematorium. And I don't really have too much to add to what Lawrence has said, to be honest with you.
Pretty cut and dried.
It was pretty cut and dried.
Absolutely.
And I thank Lawrence for my presentation.
Would you gentlemen like to say anything, or are you everybody's cool? Okay. Questions?
I see, Mr. Carter, that you're also going to offer pet cremation.
We have a...
I'm sure these three gentlemen are very much aware of the publicity that they got in Dover, and I'm sure you're going to be a separate...
They are very much aware. We are very much aware. And the minute that the paper published that report, we took it to the group and discussed that we would have total and complete separation of the two retorts.
Okay.
So that we would not have that problem.
So if I would like to be cremated along with my horse, we would be cremated in separate facilities?
I told Miss Joanne Adams, she's here to listen.
Well, we could probably get you in the same urn, though.
We have a space for a horse.
5,000-pound horse, we may have trouble.
And I firmly believe, our pet cemetery, if you will care to visit, you don't have to stay, just to visit. And we would be happy to show you. The pet cemetery is growing, too, very fast.
Good.
And these gentlemen are all aware of the laws, and I'm aware of the zoning laws and the construction laws, and there's no question.
If you three gentlemen, either of you would like to speak, just state your name and your city and then make your comments.
If I could make one comment, my name is John A. Cranston. I live at 300 Shipley Street in Seaford, Delaware. I'm also a funeral director. And in answer to the question of can I be cremated with my horse, no, you cannot.
I didn't think so.
You cannot put a pet in a human crematory or a human in a pet crematory. It just won't.
Is that regulation or is that just preference of?
It's regulation, I think. And I'm not sure, but I've never heard of it being done except in Georgia.
When that came out, it was about the cremation of the veterans from Iraq, wasn't it?
I'll put you on ice and ship you down then, Jim, if you want that done.
My name is Dave Salmon. I'm a licensed funeral director from Dover, Delaware. The situation that happened with the Iraqi soldier that was killed in action and cremated at the chapel or the crematory in Dover, the pet crematory was separate and segregated from the human crematory unit. I travel and call on about 45 funeral homes in Delaware, Maryland, Eastern Shore, and the Eastern Shore of Virginia. And to a funeral service professional, that funeral home did nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. Some people that were...
Just an incorrect report to the government.
Yes, sir, it was. And the media got a hold of it.
Right.
But that funeral home did nothing wrong.
Sometimes they stretch
wrong.
The truth again.
The crematory unit that we have a deposit on and have a DENREC air quality management permit on for pets is completely different than the human side. You can't mistake them.
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions, gentlemen?
Mr. Short. George, you want to say anything?
Yeah. George Short, Milton, Delaware.
I own and operate 4 funeral homes in Kent and Sussex County, and one of the reasons why we decided to do this was we wanted to keep our carbon footprint as small as we could. So rather than have all these crematories all over the county, we thought if we had one central location, it would be a minimum of traffic. There wouldn't be any problem on Route 13 with funeral directors and funerals and all that coming in. So it just seemed like a good idea. As far as the retorts you were talking about, there's different size retorts. So the retort that Mr. Talbert has, and that happens to be the crematory that I use most of the time, is in another section of the building, and it's not big enough to put a human remains in anyway. They're very small. So they're for dogs and cats and things like that. When you get into horses and things like that, then you have to have a big retort, and you have to have cranes to be able to get the horse in and out and all that sort of thing. So it just wouldn't apply to what we're doing.
You have to go to Georgia, Jim. That's the only thing I can tell you, buddy.
Guess I'll have to bury old Dobbin at home.
There were 2 stipulations.
Yes.
I believe, in your report. One said that we shall comply with the Western area study.
Yeah, resource study.
I contacted engineering,
right,
and engineering said I was complying after we talked,
right,
and said to go ahead with the building permit. Lawrence.
He had four stipulations, sir. One was the western, the sewer, the septic system, and then the location of the existing cemetery, and then 200 feet from all boundaries. And we
comply with all of that.
Absolutely.
I believe there was a 4th stipulation that said we must, planning and zoning must look at our final plan.
Right.
We don't have a final plan. You have all the plans. And
Mr. Lank will determine that, I can assure you.
I don't think these were conditions. They were just reasons.
Reasons.
Okay.
Number 4 is a condition?
Yeah.
Number 4 is a condition.
It's required by code anyway.
Right. It's required by code. But what I'm stating to you is the Planning Commission made no comments requiring any changes on the existing plan.
Right.
Therefore, the plan you have before you is the final plan. Now, if there is a step-up requirement for as-built, I'll provide that also.
Right.
I have no problem with that.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a requirement of the code that the site plan be approved by the commission.
Right.
And we consider that a final. This would be basically a preliminary for consideration.
Right. No. This is all. It is just moved to another meeting.
May require additional notes. It may not.
Right. Okay.
He's just trying to get out of some more work.
George, Mr. Cole, I've been trying to retire since 85.
Well, I've told them, most people, you are retired.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Griffin, thank you. You guys do.
Is there anyone else here who wishes to be heard either in support of or in opposition to this application? Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized. We'll close the hearing. What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Could you read it, please?
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a crematory as an addition to an existing cemetery, Woodland Memorial Park, to be located in certain parts of land lying being Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 22.16 acres, more or less.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
We moved to second that we approve conditional use 1798, and that would be 4 conditions. Is that correct, Lauren?
Well, there's 4 reasons.
4 reasons and 1 condition. Okay.
Yeah. You want to get the one added, or we get one free cremation by our choice?
Would you like to add? Yeah, that's fine with me. I'm going to donate mine to Kramer.
We'd like to add one stipulation, Mr. Lank, that they offer one free cremation of our choice.
So noted.
We can take care of
it. I can take care of mine for less than 30 minutes if you want.
Just a minute, wait a minute. They're looking this direction. I think we need to
okay. Reconsider that.
We have a second on that motion. Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I did.
Yes. With those reasons, I believe the 4 reasons covered.
Thank you very much. Mr. Phillips?
Yes, there is a need, and an appropriate application.
Mr. Duke?
Yes, with the reasons and condition.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
I vote is yes also with the facts and condition. Thanks, Horace. Thanks for coming up and giving us.